Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Jumbo, what's going on?
Not much. My buddy ain't riding the train tonight. You're home. I hope you have another engineer that's qualified to take care of it for you.
Yeah, there's a couple there that are trained appropriately to drive that train. So, yeah, I traded it in during the week so I can drive the truck, so I can go trade it back in on Saturday. So
it figures you're always driving something, aren't you?
You're telling the truth there, man. Good grief.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm not too far behind you right now, John. I drive an hour in the morning and an hour 15, an hour and a half on the way home. But all day long, I'm driving a man lift. And okay. I'll tell you what, driving this man lift on these job sites, moving it in and out, in between things, indoor jams, it's harder than driving down the freeway.
I bet you it makes life a lot easier than trying to climb a ladder to do all that work, though. So.
Oh, absolutely it does. But it does stink, though, in a way, like, because I'm used to having the stilts to where you can get normal ceilings where it's easier to get the things, like, there's certain areas where you got to back into or move into. And you can't hit the walls or destroy anything that you just did. You know, that would kind of defeat the purpose. So, but no, we drive all day, John.
Isn't that the truth?
Just to get home to do a podcast.
Get home, talk about Disney.
So how'd your little, you had to take care of a client. How'd that go?
I got with her, and tomorrow night's going to work a little better for her, so we're going to do that tomorrow night, so.
Okay. Is everything good with that? What's the...
I'm just helping her finish her Fast Pass reservation, or get ready to do her Fast Passes. Her Fast Passes are coming up next week, and they've got two little girls, so she wants to review everything to get an idea, and I really need to check with her and see, you know, the two adults to try to ride some rides, you know, do they need to make a Fast Pass for stuff for themselves, or is this just purely just for the little girls? So,
okay.
That type of thing.
No, it's always fun trying to help the client out. I have a good time with it for the most part. My last trip to Universal, that was the problem. I mean, they had a wonderful time. My last guest, they got home. They wrote me saying what a fantastic trip they had. They loved everything, but I'll tell you what, dealing with Universal's agents compared to Disney's is night and day, if you ask me.
I imagine it is. I mean, Disney's been doing, you also have to think, Disney's been doing this for what, almost 50 years now with the amount of training and the time they have in with their cast members to be training on this type of stuff. So Universal's just really, within the last 25 years or so, has really expanded to resorts and stuff like that, and they still are nowhere near the size or the scope of Disney, so it's going to take them a long time before they have everything as smooth as Disney is, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, the problem I have, though, is like the last one when I called about the flight reservations, and the guy's telling me, well, if you really want me to call, I'll call. No,
Dude, I mean, really? Is this how you're talking to me? I mean, I could get that at my normal job. That's how the guys thought to be there. I'm trying to do a little white collar work here. I think I'm gonna get respected, get treated a little better, and it ain't happening. Now, just the attitude they have, John. I can understand maybe not have the all the rough edges are off as far as planning your complete trip.
Yeah. But
the actual, you know, the guest relations, like being nice to people. I mean, and it ended up I was right, as usually happens around this show, but. In that circumstance, I was actually right. I mean, I got the email, and it's telling me to lock my flight on, and this dude's telling me it's not available yet. I got like 3 emails, John, telling me what to do.
And he wants to argue with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did the email tell you? What I just told you. Are you not listening to me? And believe it or not, I was nice about it. So, I mean, if you could believe that.
Even though it sounds like you didn't really want to be all that nice about it after a certain point, right?
No.
I mean, you are in that situation, you're the customer. You're the guest, so he should be the one working, or at least you're representing the guest. So he's the one that should be bending over backwards to get stuff done for you. So.
Yeah, and it's weird. Like, and this is true, too. Even, like, Disney, 99.99% of the time, they treat you good. But... The only problem is there's a little bit of a difference too as you're calling as an agent than if you're calling as a guest.
Yeah, I've ran into that already. You are. I mean, they weren't rude to me, but it's definitely okay. You're the travel agent They shift down or something, you know. So.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden at the end when they want their survey done, they sit back off. Hello, thank you. But, yeah. You know, it's just weird. But Universal was bad, man. I mean, it was real bad.
Well, you know, even dealing with, and I mean, for the most part, I've ran into about 50-50 with DVC. Everybody there is polite when I call in to try to request stuff. But there are certainly some agents that work a lot harder to try to help you get your stuff done. And some other ones that, especially with me, I'm only, you know, getting a studio for 1 or 2 nights. I don't have an abundance of points. So I don't know. Sometimes I get the impression that they're not trying as hard as if I had a couple, you know, several hundred points and I was staying for a week and a half. So, yeah, I mean, it really depends on a lot on who you talk to. So,
yeah, I think it's to the point now, too, where I've noticed that a little bit where they frown upon, even when I call up for a couple days trip for some of my clients, they seem to frown upon 2 and 3 day trips anymore.
Yeah,
years ago, they were excited about it. But when you're saying, how many days is your guest staying? Oh, 2? Really? I mean, it's like there's a eerie pause, if you follow me. Like, like you really, like they feel like they're going to mess up more reservations if there's a 2 day grab somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's probably the same way with DVC. But I will say one of my last Disney agents, which I am saying 99.9% of the time they are good, but there is a little bit of a worm in the apple every once in a while. But one of my last agents, I even called and praised her the whole 9 yards. She actually told me the way that I can actually do fast passes before I go as a travel agent.
Yeah, really? You found something out.
I found a loophole that she told me that works for agents.
Well, good deal.
And what it is if I book Brenda's, so everybody else is an agent who didn't know, like I didn't know. If I book the fast passes for my crew, my whole group that I'm going with, so if I drive, it's just going to be me and Brenda on the next trip. So if I buy the tickets for Brenda, if I buy her passes, get her annual or her regular, whatever we decide to do. As soon as I buy that, I can book her fast passes. What they will do is me as an agent, I go to one of the fast pass kiosks and they will give me a fast pass when I show them my travel agent ticket when I get there.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So you can make hers and that's pretty much going to be almost a guarantee that you're going to have the same ones that she's going to have once you get them all linked.
Exactly.
Once you get there.
Once cool. I get there, they will add it to mine. So we should be able to get a Flight of Passage.
Good deal.
Yeah, because I'll have the full 60 days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have a reservation,
I'd be real excited to see what you think of it, so.
No, well, I will if we. Hopefully, we both hold our cookies.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be a problem. So
there's been a few people lately, though, that's been going on the motion sickness fence.
Huh. I didn't think you'd get that. Well, I mean, most of those motion simulators, they don't. You know what? The motion simulators at Universal bother me a whole lot more than, and they're not simulators. They're, you know, Transformers and Spider-Man, where you're actually going through the. Your car is moving with screens and stuff like that. Those seem to bother me a lot more than either Space or Star Wars or Flight of Passage or any or Soarin' or any of that type of stuff. So, yeah, I didn't have any problem with it at all, but not to say that you won't. So, but I doubt it.
Well, we'll see. We're going to do it. And I try to stay away from the Dramamine because even though it says non-drowsy, I don't like to take any meds I don't have to. But... If we feel the need, we might do it. But
I had to take allergy medicine in the springtime, and they say non drowsy, and it doesn't matter. An hour later, I'm falling asleep. So but, yeah, that stuff hits me hard. So
see, it don't put me to sleep. It just makes me feel off. I mean, I'm the only guy. Everybody laughs because I get poison ivy a lot. I'll take Benadryl all day long, and I won't get tired.
Oh man, that stuff! I'll be sleeping in 10 minutes if I take a Benadryl.
Dude, I've taken three in a day and not going to sleep.
Oh, jeez.
It's ridiculous. I'm like so wired, and it's real crazy because I'll be put on the Z pack, that steroids pack. So yeah. I have the roids raging, and then I have the I have the Benadryl putting me off. If you follow me, it's just like one's bringing you up, and the other one's tearing you down. It just. Dude, you should see, when I get poison ivy, nobody wants to be around me.
Not good, huh?
No, it's ugly. And I've been lucky so far this year, but every year for the past 4 or 5 years, I've gotten it in a couple years, two or three times in the summer. And that steroid pack is just not good for Doug. If you could imagine, a little bit of a short fuse.
Yeah, you're a little wired up anyway, so you have some of that with you, I don't know.
It's not good. My wife tries to keep me in the house at all costs when that's going on. So what are you drinking tonight for this episode? We're doing Love It, Like It, or Leave It.
Actually, I've got a Winter Garden, a local town next to Disney, Winter Garden. They have a little brewery there called Crooked Can Brewery, and I'm drinking their Hefeweizen. So, a Cloud Chaser Hefeweizen.
That sounds good. I'm actually drinking a Heart. I was in the mood. I was thinking of Rose and Crown. So, I got myself a Heart. Dude, it's so nice having this fridge. Right now, I got Hellas. I got Harp. I got Peroni. I got Golden Monkey. I got Longboard. I mean, and what else I got? I got a couple other things in there. I got that Coffee Victory, a cream ale.
Did you try that yet?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You have to be in the mood for it, but it is
more like
good.
I was just going to say, I bet you'd be good with like a piece of tiramisu or something after spaghetti dinner or something like that. So.
It's kind of good, yeah, like a dessert beer. I drink out on the porch with a dessert with it. It's good.
Right.
Just one. Too many of them's a little too sweet for me to keep going with it, but... It's good, and I have to have it in an ice-cold glass. It has to be ice-cold or right out of this fridge, which is 32 degrees.
Well, there you go. So.
I got some Canadian Molsons in there. We got some sangria in there. We're living pretty good over here with the new fridge. Got the mini bottles of Zinfandel. So come on over, John. Have a few.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
The pub is stacked tonight. We're full of beer. There's even a few Coors Lights in there if you're willing to slum it a little.
You know what? When you come in from mowing the grass, I'm not complaining about a Coors Light. So.
I love a good Coors Light here now. Yeah, I like the Rockies. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But we're going to do Love It, Like It, Leave It. And you guys all know how that works. So, I mean, we just wanted to do a light, fun show. How did you think the show went with Jen and Scott? They did a really good job, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought they sounded great. And they sounded like they had some great times the last trip they went on some fantastic dining. They did, I mean, California Grill twice on a vacation. That's pretty spectacular.
And,
so.
And not to mention Jico Tiffin,
yeah,
they
exactly.
just threw in Artist Point. I mean, they they slumped it this past vacation, didn't they?
Yeah, it sounds like they could barely. I don't even know. I mean, I thought we went on vacation one year and we ended up eating at Cape May twice, and I thought I was living large. So. But yeah, it sounds like they had a great time, and yeah, they did a super job. So,
the best vacation we had as far as dining one year, we did GECO, we did Flying Fish, we did Le Cellier. And we did the Hollywood Brown Derby, and that was a pretty nice four for one trip.
That's not bad at all. That's a crew of signature dining there by itself. So yeah, you did pretty good too.
And I think we even threw in like a 50s primetime that week too, which is awesome. You know, we did a signature dining every night. I mean, and a good one. You know, and we had a good trip. We've had plenty of good trips, but they ate very good. And the thing was, we're getting them back home. We're going to be doing ladies' night, hopefully next week is what I'm shooting for. So I got to get a hold of the girls. I got to get a hold of Judith, our friend from WDW Fan Zone. I'll give them a plug. Our wonderful friend Carmen and Brian from The Adventures of Peas and Carrots. And then Jen and Scott from The Happiest Vlogs on Earth. And then we're really... Guys, we want to apologize ahead of time for Friday's show. We're having Pat on. So, yeah, he's going to do a trip report for us. So we just want to apologize. Pat from the Mickey Dudes is coming on. We couldn't get Dave, Chuck, Steve, or any of the other guys. So we got Pat coming on this Friday.
So you're gonna all right, we'll do Pat. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, we got to have extra beers to deal with him, and we're going to have to get some lucky combos in here.
Well, I don't even know. I mean, as much as I hear him, I don't know if he wants a beer. You may just have to have some Joffrey Coffrey going off over there in the corner for him. So.
Yeah, that's of course. But do you think we ought to play, like, in the background the entire show, the American Adventure?
There you go.
Maybe he can listen to it?
Well, at least get an impression of what it is before he pans it and says it's the worst pavilion in all of Epcot and without even experiencing it.
Yeah, you know. I know. It's sad, isn't it? But anyway, back to Jen and Scott. They did a wonderful job, and I want to thank them again for filling in and helping me out on the Sunday news. And they got an open invitation. Those guys are really good on the show. And I was really mad because there was other things I wanted to get to, and I didn't get to them, so I want to get them back on because they did the after hours party, the one that you paid for that was an extra hours. It was like you had to have your regular ticket plus pay for this. But when I seen the video, they were the only ones in the park.
Which park was that?
Sorry to wake you up, John. Jeez, so.
Hey, you caught me out. I'm sorry, but which park was that at?
The Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So they did the after hours one, not the before hours one.
Yeah, the after hours one. It was back on their... I think it was their May trip, their February... they're down there every other day. Whatever trip they were on. But anyway,
they're there almost as much as I am, except I'm working, but...
Yeah, exactly. So. But yeah, they did some other things. We were all over the place. It was fun, though. I lost my attention span because there were so many things that they did. There was a lot of news going on, but it was a lot of fun. And again, guys, I really appreciate you coming on and filling in for Dennis, John, and Bob, who couldn't be here on Sunday. I got three guys to do the show, and nobody was available. Ain't that sad?
Hey, it's a rough life. So, hey, I'm working. I don't know what to tell you. I'm working. So.
It's okay.
Working at the happiest place on earth. So.
But the good thing, you'll be in this Sunday. So.
Yes, I will. I get a day off. Holy cow.
Yeah, this is how much he loves me, guys. As soon as he finds out he gets a day off, he texts me saying, can I be on Sunday's show? That's how much he misses me on Sundays. The first
you know
thing
what?
He thinks
I really... I really do miss those Sunday mornings. I'd get up and make us a big breakfast. I'd get a chance to cook and make a big breakfast for me and the wife, and we'd sit and eat that, and I'd drink half a pot of coffee and then come up and do the podcast. So it was a lot of fun for a year and a half that I was able to do that on Sunday morning. So I'm looking forward to this Sunday. So.
Well, hopefully in some way, shape, or form, they'll give you Sundays off from here on out, and you'll work Saturdays and Mondays.
They hired an absolute ton of college program kids that just started their shifts, so I think I'm going to definitely end up with some days off in the next couple of months here. So,
Well, if you get off Saturday, maybe we'll record some Saturday nights. We'll see.
Okay.
But anyway, before this turns into as long as Jen and Scott's show on Sunday, let's get started. I will let you go first. Give me one first. I got my harp in me. I'm ready to give perfect and great answers.
Well, you've kind of hinted at it earlier, so we're just going to segue right into it. Look over there at that refrigerator of yours and tell me what three beers you have from Epcot sitting in there.
Peroni.
Yep.
Harp.
Yep.
And Molson Canadian.
There you go. There's your first one.
Okay. And I have one to come back at you with, so this will be fun. And you can tell me your three of these. Harp would have to be Love It right now, because that's the mood I'm in. Peroni be Like It, and the Molson Canadian would have to be Leave It right now. But I ain't getting rid of that beer. But that would be the way it would go. And that's actually that's the way I've been drinking them lately.
Probably that Molson would probably be your Leave It. But I think that's the one you said you actually drank the most of, right? You drank that before you ever came down to Disney, didn't you?
So. Yeah, I've been drinking Molson Canadian since I've been about, 21, we'll say.
Yeah, there you go.
I would never touch a drink
of legal
before,
drinking age,
yeah,
of course.
So I would never touch a drink before the legal drinking age of 21. But no, I've been drinking Molson Canadian for a long, long time. I looked like I buy that in Lowenbrow. It was like I was the rich kid on the block, you know. Yeah. I never liked, I can drink it here and there. Because it used to be Molson Canadian, Moosehead, and I used to drink a lot of Moosehead. And Heineken. And I could drink a Heineken, but that was never my favorite. It was a little too bitter for me.
Heineken's got that particular almost skunk in taste to it for some reason. It always has, so.
If it ain't ice cold, I'm not drinking it.
Yeah.
It has to be ice cold. Well, how would you list them?
Actually, really close to you. One change. I would do Love It, Harp, Like It, Molson, and Leave It, Peroni. Okay. Peroni's okay, I like it with Italian food, but it's not. Out of those three, it would definitely be the Harp would be my favorite. So.
Yeah, I had a couple of them this weekend at the OG Peroni's. Know what the OG is?
Old guy, I don't know.
Oh, come on, man. The OG is the Olive Garden, baby.
Okay.
We went to the OG on Saturday night with my brother and my beautiful sister-in-law. We had a nice dinner. The four of us went out, me, my wife, my brother, and my sister-in-law. We had a good time, and I had myself a couple Peronis at the OG.
There you go.
Come on, man. The breadsticks, the salad, and Peronis. You can't go wrong there, can you?
Yeah, that's not a bad combination. So.
Yeah, it was a good afternoon, man. And then we even got some extra breadsticks. We threw them in the oven. We got the next day with the leftovers. You're living large, baby. I'm going to go with you. The same thing. Le Fin de Mont. Golden Monkey. I got Love It, Like It, Leave It, Kick It to the Curb for you. Because I couldn't break it down to the three. So
okay.
I'm going to go Le Fin de Mont, Golden Monkey, the Cigar City Jaya Ale IPA, yeah, the JLI that you like. Is that the one you like?
Highlight.
I call it JLI. I was waiting for you to save me there, John. You know I messed that up, a year and a half ago? And I do it on purpose, and you didn't catch on this time.
Highlight.
Don't you remember last year when you first started, I read that to you, and you say, highlight, Doug. Because I said JLI. Yeah, the highlight. Or the Schaffenhammer grapefruit.
Let's see.
You got to kick one. You're going to kick one of these to the curb. I wanted to put all four. It's the only one I put four in.
Kick It to the Curb would probably be the Schaffenhofer grapefruit.
I figured that. I just wanted you to say you wanted to kick the grapefruit to the curb.
And then, as much as I hate to say it, the Leave It would probably be just purely based on the, it's summertime and the alcoholic content might be the Le Fin de Mont. Like It would be the Golden Monkey, and then Love It is my highlight. I mean, especially if I can get that on draft, and I can drink that any time of the year, and it's not nearly as high alcoholic content as either that Golden Monkey or that Le Fin de Mont. So I can have two of these. The other ones, I have one and I'm done. So yeah, definitely the highlight would be my number one. So
yeah, well, mine would be, and I agree with that. I would definitely kick a. I definitely would. I would. That's how I expect you to do it. I didn't see LaFin last, but I am not upset about it. For me, it would be Lovett, the GM, the Golden Monkey. Like it would be the highlight. Leave it would be the grapefruit, and kick it over the curb down the street and into the gutter would be LaFin DeMont. That's all I'm saying.
Not too surprising there.
I still got one or two floating in this fridge, and I'm afraid to break them open. I'm saving it for when you come to visit me, John. How's that?
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good.
So you'll have a couple of Fin de Mons here. Give me a second one.
All right. Let's think about some mountains. How about Expedition Everest, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, or space?
Are you kidding me? I have the same exact one.
Ah, hell.
Right down here for you. So it's Splash, Everest, and Space?
Well, no, I had Expedition Everest. I didn't put Splash on there, so, but...
Oh, so what you had? Expedition Everest?
Expedition Everest, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and Space Mountain. So.
Oh, okay. Mine would love is Big Thunder. Like would be Expedition Everest, believe it or not. And Space Mountain would be leave it, because I just can't do it no more. The riding that, like, busts me up. I mean, I feel claustrophobic on that ride. I always feel like I'm going to rip my head off on the track.
And if you ever see it with the lights on, it will really scare the
I've seen it many a times from the TV with the lights on. And we've sat in there one time with the lights on, me and my godson. And, dude, it is just not – I don't – after the last ride with Jimmy, I don't think I'll ever do that again. I just felt like I got off, I felt older than I am. Just something about that ride, I mean, and I'm small, and I still feel like I don't fit in the car.
Yeah, I know. It kind of makes you wonder how people over 6 feet tall ride it and feel comfortable in it, right? I mean, first of all, they can't be very comfortable in the cars because they're small to begin with, but then I don't even know the beginning of the tunnel, you know, I mean, that tunnel, it feels like it's right on top of your head. So
yeah, I mean, I love it because it's an old school ride. I don't ever want to see it go, blah blah blah. I'm glad everybody else likes it, but to me, or is everybody else, you know, like when you're watching TV or you're listening to shows, for me don't you love when they say that? For me, I just don't want to do that no more. It ain't my favorite ride.
Yep.
Like I'm 5'10", 180 pounds, and I feel like I'm LeBron James, 6'8", and 275 when I'm riding that ride.
too big.
Well, to go the same way, Everest, Splash, and Space for you.
Everest, Splash, and...
In Space.
In Space. Love it would be Splash.
See, and this is just to tell you why you were wrong with Big Thunder. I'm kidding.
Okay.
It does have mountain in it. I was just breaking your stones. You forgot the other one. You left one out, so go ahead.
No, I didn't put it in there because it wasn't a coaster. I was staying with coasters.
There you go.
That was my theory. But, love it would be Splash. Like it would be Expedition Everest. And then leave it would definitely be Space Mountain, too.
You're never going on Space again.
Yeah, I mean, I ride it with my son when he goes with us just because he wants to do it. He likes it a lot, but I don't think I'd ever ride it by myself. Once he's done going with us, I probably will never ride it again. And it's not because, I mean, you said it, you know, because of that, the confinement and stuff like that. That doesn't bother me that much, but it just is way too herky-jerky. I mean, when I get off of it,
I've been kidney-shotted.
Yeah, I feel like I've been playing football in the backyard and got beat up by, you know, 15 kids or something. So.
And the thing is, you didn't get to punch it back. At least playing football, I could tackle you back and dish out some pain. I ain't just taking a beating the whole time.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
It's a one-sided fight for me anymore. So. Yeah, it's a one-sided fight anymore.
Yep.
Give me the next one.
All right. Donald, Goofy, or Pluto?
Donald, Goofy, Pluto. Donald, Goofy, Pluto. Pluto, Goofy, Donald. Donald Goofy Pluto. I just love Donald. I just love his whole attitude. He's like, when I grow up, I want to be him. I just like his attitude. He's grumpy with a bigger mouth, so I love him. Pluto or Goofy? I don't know. I'd say Donald, love. Goofy, like. And Pluto, I would leave. And the only reason is because he couldn't talk back to me and make me feel bad.
He can't give you a guilt trip. He can give me puppy dog eyes.
He can give me puppy dog eyes, but at least I could not hear it. But they're so close. I mean, Donald is a I love all three of them, and it's hard. Brenda was telling me to give you Mickey, Minnie, and Donald, so you'd be really tough.
Well, I was going to put Mickey in with that one too, but then I was thinking, well, you have to say Mickey first, so that's just too. Exactly. That's too. That's a gimme. So
how would you list those three?
I would have, and purely based on our interaction when we went out there for our 20th anniversary, we got pictures taken with the Fab Five and stuff, and the other characters were really nice, but. Goofy, whoever was playing Goofy that day, went out of his way to really make a big deal out of our 20th anniversary. He took pictures with us, holding our hands together and kissing each other and stuff like that. So whoever was doing that character really got into it and really helped us celebrate our 20th anniversary. So I would say Goofy would be Lovett, and Donald would be Like, and Pluto, as much as I like dogs, he's just a kind of a dog. So,
plus Presley, I'd leave, so. Presley will get jealous if I like him too
much.
So. My dog, you might bite me. Next one for you. Pecos Bills, Columbia Harbor House, Sunshine Seasons.
Oh, that is a tough one. Wow. And, you know, there's only one I can buy a beer at, and it's going to be the one that I'm going to leave. So,
Sunshine.
You believe that. I'd probably go Columbia Harbor House would be my Lovett, because I know all three of us can eat there. Pecos Bills would be my Like It, because I ate there and I really enjoyed it, but I don't think the rest of my family did. And then Sunshine Seasons, while it has some good food, there are other really good options in Epcot. And I think you hit the two best options in Magic Kingdom right there. So, yep, that's how I'd do it. So,
That's good. I like it. I don't think it'll be too long before you'll be able to get a beer at Pecos and at Columbia, to be honest with you.
You think so? You think it's going that way?
Absolutely. They seem to have no shame on any way they can get money anymore.
This is true.
And
I mean,
I'm not
really
trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to get you in trouble. All these opinions are Doug's and not John's. But you know what I'm saying, John.
Well, no, is offering a beer with a hot dog at Casey's Corner that much worse than charging you $60 for a dessert party to watch the fireworks? I don't know if is that really that much worse.
And if you're going to charge me that much, at least let me have a beer or two so I can deal with it.
Yeah, true.
I mean, they announced more and more. Did you see that thing that Carmen tweeted out about they can do now? The Carmen from Peas and Carrots, they get now, you can track all your money you spent on your trip with your My Disney Experience. Are going to be launching that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, with your room now, all your charges are supposed to be on your My Disney Experience now. If you've got a credit card and it charges back to the room, you'll be able to see what all your expenses are. And I tweeted back to her, so they're able to do that, but they can't give the 20% discount for DVC or annual pass holders at the advanced ordering system. Is there any reason why I don't want to get you in trouble, but there's no reason why they can't give you that. It's just ridiculous.
No, I don't understand that one. And then I still don't understand why you can't make different fast passes in different parks if you have a park hopper or an annual pass or whatever. Why I can't have one fast pass in Epcot and two in the Magic Kingdom on the same day. It can't be that hard, can it?
I don't get it. But anyway, I would go Columbia, without a doubt, one. You know that. Love it. Like it would be, back in the day, it would have been Pecos, but now Sunshine Seasons, because there's more options on that menu, and there's a lot of different things, like the salmon. There's really good breakfast options at Sunshine Seasons, so I would say Sunshine's, like it, and then right now, leave it Pecos Bill's, because I haven't eaten there since they changed the menu.
Nah, and I know Dennis has said he's not that big of a Tex-Mex fan, so he'll probably never eat there. I don't know if you like burritos and fajitas and stuff like that, but if you don't, it's definitely not your cup of tea. So.
No, and the thing that made me sad, and I bellyached and cried and complained on this show many a times, and I won't continue. It was the place where I look forward to having my one hamburger or cheeseburger during my trip. You know what I'm saying? That was my go-to burger joint. And
yeah.
It's no longer there. I mean, I've had actually better burgers. In other places, I've had just as good or better burgers. But there was just something about getting the burger, the Fixin's Bar, the whole nine yards of eating there that I do miss. So I'll stay on that same. Give me your next one. That was the one I gave you. That was the hard one I gave you. Give me another one.
Yep. All right. Tree of Life, Spaceship Earth, Cinderella's Castle.
The crazy part is I'm going to be probably in trouble for this, but I, just for them themselves, I love the Tree of Life. I like Spaceship Earth, and Cinderella's Castle would be leave for me. It's my least favorite of the three. The other two are real, real close, but I love everything about the Tree of Life, and I love Spaceship Earth, and I love the whole show, the whole nine yards, but I actually like the Tough to Be a Bug and the whole deal of the Tree of Life better. I like the whole, if I had to do over and over, I would do that. If I had the choice to do either one, I would do that. What's your thoughts on that?
I think I absolutely agree with you. I mean, the first two, as much as Cinderella's Castle is iconic and stuff like that, there is really no attraction in there. The restaurant, I really don't have any interest in eating at, just because it's way overpriced from everything I've heard for mediocre food. And I don't have a little girl, so I'm not going to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. So, and while there are some, you know, a really cool mural in there and stuff like that, and it's always nice to walk through, there's no attraction there. I mean, there's, you know, really nothing to do. And Tree of Life and Spaceship Earth both have the attractions inside of them. And I absolutely love Spaceship Earth. It's one of my favorite attractions of all of Epcot. But the Tree of Life is the one that I can grab a beer and wander around standing outside of.
I was going to say the same thing. It's a show outside any.
Yeah, and you can just wander around looking at that, taking the trails around, looking at the different animals on the tree, finding the trees and stuff. So, I would definitely say I think you've got it pegged right on the money. So.
Thank you. And I've said it many a times on your show, and I'm sorry I'm a stuttering you-know-what tonight. I let people pass us in line. Have you ever gotten a fast pass where it's tough to be a bug?
No, I don't think that's necessary to begin with. But no, if you want to watch it, it's more interesting to check everything out on the tree. So
I don't think there's ever been a time me and Brenda have gone on that ride where I didn't let at least 20 or 30 people go by me. Because one, I know I'm going to meet them at the end of the hallway and inside the auditorium at the bottom. Because the show ain't going off for another 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
Two, I want to enjoy the tree because every time I go by it, I see something different, or even if I already seen it, I can't believe it when I'm seeing it again. It's just that beautiful. And like you said, the outside gardens, the oasis. Now, and a lot of that's the outside area, sometimes that isn't open. It's not open all the time. Because the one thing I heard is they don't have it open all the time. And Jen and Scott covered that on their show, actually, because somebody actually climbed the tree before. So they have to make sure somebody's on duty not to have the little area on the outside open, because there's that little, what is it, the little savannah area. It's a little there's animals down there. There is a little viewing area.
That's not always open. Exhibits over there.
It's not always open. And from what they said on the show, one of the cast members told them the reason it's closed a lot is because they got to make sure they're staffed enough, because one time somebody got caught trying to climb the tree.
Well, they've caught people trying to climb the pavilion in Mexico before, so is that really all that surprising?
No. So. People are idiots.
Yep.
Okay, let me give you another one. This is going to be another tough one. Beer Garden, Cape May Cafe, Le Cellier.
You are a booger, man. I'll tell you.
I'm a big greenie.
Now this is not, is it me worried about my budget or is somebody paying for my meal?
This is you have the money to do whatever you want.
All right. So if that were the case, because out of those, I think Beer Garden's probably actually the best deal for sure, because it's a buffet for usually less than $30. But if money were not an option at all, I would say probably, based on the last experiences I've had at all three of them, Le Cellier would be Love It, Like It would be Cape May, and then Beer Garden would be Leave It, just based on the pure love I have for the other two. But the last meal we had at Le Cellier was our best meal, and it was a great way to finish it out, because I don't know if we'll ever be going back. So, but yeah. It was a great meal to end on, so.
You'll be going back, but maybe not tomorrow. But I'm in the same boat as you. And we thought about it on the next trip, me and Bren, but we're not going to do it because there's so many new places I want to try. But Le Cellier for me would be Love It. Cape May would be Like It. Because, I mean, come on, how do you go wrong with those crab legs? I could actually consume enough of them to make it worthwhile for me.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because crab doesn't fill you up nearly as much as some of the other stuff. So, yeah, you could probably get your money. That's actually a buffet you might actually get your money out of.
I would. So would my wife, because she could eat 3 or 4 pounds of crab.
Yep.
You know. And then Leva would be Beer Garden, and just because I like the Beer Garden. I didn't have a bad time there. Brenda's not a fan of it because there's some things on the menu she don't like. It's not her cup of tea, but I really do like it. And I was a little disappointed because we thought about eating there the last trip with the guys. And we probably would have if so many new things wouldn't open. You know what I'm saying? That was what stopped us. But I thought about going in there because the last time I was in there was when Jimmy was a little kid and he was actually on the stage. So I thought about bringing him back when he was a 21-year-old, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, that would have been cool.
We just got sidetracked because I knew it would have been good for all of us. But the only problem is I don't get my money's worth out of the Beer Garden. As much as I enjoy it, one solid plate is all I can eat, you know what I mean?
Well, it's German food, so, I mean, there's a lot of very filling things there. And that's also a meal that I don't particularly care to hit in the summertime because it's incredibly filling. I mean, you go there in January. Oh yeah. It'll treat you right. But yeah, it's definitely not something. And on top of that, you know me, I'm probably slugging at least one of those big old beers down. So I'm not moving any too fast after that. So
Yeah,
wintertime's a lot better to hit Beer Garden. So
You're right. Like I said, all three of them have good food and you can't go wrong eating at any of them, but it's just not my, even though it's a cheap, it is actually one of the cheaper of the buffets, like you said, it's not worth it to me.
Yep.
Hit me up with another one, Johnny.
Alrighty. Illuminations, Fantasmic, Happily Ever After.
This is like child's play. Nah, I'm kidding. But, you know, love.
Yeah, that sounded
love.
Pretty good. What'd you grab yourself out of there?
I grabbed the heart. All you right. Heard the door close, huh?
Yes.
I was back in the back. I'm serving a couple of our customers, Brian and Carmen. I just made them a couple margaritas. I gave Judith another margarita. And Jen and Scott just opened up a bottle of wine. So
okay.
And then I grabbed myself a harp out of there. But anyway, well, Luke, wait, God, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, while you're treating everybody else, you might as well treat yourself. So.
Yes, I got myself another harp. Second one. So after this one, it'll be a total truth serum. I'm kidding. But love, 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 everybody knows Illuminations. Like would be Happily Ever After, because I think that's an awesome show. And as good of a job as they did on it, we said on Sunday's episode with Jen and them that I have a little faith if they do take my Illuminations away, they're going to do something spectacular in that area.
Right.
And then Leave would be Fantasmic. And the only reason it would be Leave is I love that show. But idiots like Pat who haven't seen it is wrong. I love you, Pat. You have to see it. Just kidding. But no, the thing is, it is a pain in the butt to go see. It shouldn't be that hard. Do you agree?
Yeah, you're
absolutely. That's the reason why I understand. Pat has, you know, four kids. It's the, you know, him and his wife, four kids. It's kind of hard. You know how it is to, it's hard enough to please if you have a bunch of adults around, let alone with kids, making them stand and wait for that. You know what I mean? So I understand in a way why he hasn't seen that, because it is a pain in the butt to get into.
Yeah, the other two, even at the last minute, especially Illuminations, I mean, you can be doing something up until, what, a minute or two before Illuminations and still see most of the show, you know? I mean, you're not going to see everything if you wait until the last minute, but you'll catch most of it. And even if you're at the Magic Kingdom, you know, if you're riding something, you can even be riding a ride and still catch fireworks, you know? So, yeah, I've been on Splash Mountain and People Mover before while Wishes was going off and was able to see at least the fireworks. But, yeah, Fantasmic, if you're not in that general seating stadium, you're not seeing anything. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You really have to plan your entire evening around seeing that show.
Yeah, it's just, it makes it hard. I mean, and then for a while there, they had it only a few days a week, and it was just, it's just a pain in the butt, you know, and that's the problem with it. It's spectacular. It's hard to even explain how awesome it is with everything that goes on and with the fire, the water. I mean, with the first time you seen it, when you see the movie on the water, it's amazing to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a wonderful show, and me and Lisa, I mean, really, we have no problem. I mean, we can wait a half hour for 45 minutes. It doesn't bother us. But yeah, I can imagine Pat and his wife and four kids. It's more of a event to have to plan than just me and her. So
exactly, and you know how hard it is when you have your one teenage son.
Exactly. So,
I got another one here for you. And I think this is going to be fun on my end. The Polynesian, Riverside, Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, man. I'd plead the fifth on grounds that anything may incriminate me. If I go one way, I'm gonna upset Doug and Dennis. If I go another way, I'm gonna upset Pat. If I go, well, I don't know, I'm gonna upset my wife.
Well, you can upset your wife, just don't upset me and Dennis or Pat.
Okay. I would say, as much as I actually hate to do it to Animal Kingdom, that would probably be the one I'd leave. I'd probably like Port Orleans Riverside and love the Polynesian.
Oh, I don't think I'd hate you more. I mean, you're on our show and you didn't put the Poly last, but on Pat's show, his boys, they put the Poly last. Did you hear that episode?
No, I didn't catch that one.
Pat wasn't on the show and they did a show without Pat and Dave, and they rated the Polynesian last in the category that they had. I loved it, dude. I was at work. I was having a bad day, and then that came on, and next thing I was tweeting Pat. Or actually texted him to laugh about it.
Yeah. No, I would put the Polynesian there because I actually like the restaurants a little better than the offerings. Well, no, I like Boma at Animal Kingdom an awful lot, too. I don't know, man. See, now you're making me retroactive.
And you never ate at Chico. And once you eat at Chico, it's going to blow everything away at the Poly.
And the Mara is probably the best counter service of any of the resorts. So, yeah, I mean, man, that's just tough. I mean, good God. And then Port Orleans Riverside, I mean, yeah, probably boat rides is probably the bottom out of the table services. But the food court is really good. And then you have Yeehaw Bob is entertainment. So, and you do have some kind of transportation, which you don't have at Animal Kingdom. So,
and you have Disney Springs with all those restaurants, and yeah, I kind of consider them a part of it. You can hop on the boat and just go to them. For me, just if it surprises you guys, Riverside I love. Just in case nobody, you've never listened to this show ever. Riverside, I love. Animal Kingdom is real close, I like. And DePaul would be last for me. I'd leave DePaul.
Yeah.
Even though I do like Ohana's chicken wings. But that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Guess what I made Sunday night. So
you made them again.
Yeah. We have this thing now. About once a month, I make chicken wings on Sunday night. So.
Well, one thing you can
and that's
say
the that's
about
the
me.
Only way my son will eat wings now. Thanks, Doug. Thanks.
You can't say it wasn't a great recipe, though, can you?
Oh my God! They and the thing is, they turn out delicious every time. It's not like I've screwed that recipe up yet. You know, you just follow it. It's a plain and simple recipe, and boom, bing, bang, and there they are. Some of the best tasting chicken wings you've ever eaten in your life. So,
dude, I'm telling you, and to even take it a step further, get yourself. Do you like a pork tenderloin?
Yeah, a lot of times I find and maybe with that sauce it might be a little better, but a lot of times we cook the pork tenderloin and because they're pretty lean to begin with, they get awful dry. You know? So.
No. What, do you do it in the crock pot?
Yeah.
Okay, what you got to do is, and it won't get dry, I'm promising you, get your pork tenderloin. You put the rub on it, right? Mm-hmm. You fry it on all six sides because it's all four sides and the two tips. You know, put it in a fry pan and brown it on all four sides. Cut yourself up some carrots and potatoes. What you do is you make the sauce, right? And then add like a half a cup of water to it. Like what you want to do is you put the pork tenderloin and the carrot, the pork tenderloin in, and then the carrots around it and all in the potatoes, and then put the sauce in. And then fill the water until the water's halfway up the tenderloin. And okay. Then just cook that in there for a couple hours until it's done. And what I'm telling you, those carrots come out tasting like candy. The potatoes come out tasting like candy. They taste... Dude, it's phenomenal. It's the first time in my life that I didn't put any butter on a potato.
Didn't have to, huh?
That's how good it is. And that tenderloin is so juicy, it's ridiculous.
You know what? My wife doesn't like chicken wings just because they're a pain in the butt to eat. So maybe I'll try that one sometime so she can just try the sauce. So and get an idea of why me and my son like it so much. So.
Dude, it's phenomenal. And I've also done the same recipe on chicken breast.
That worked pretty well.
It worked the same, dude. It was awesome. I did them the same thing. I think I did the chicken breast at 425 for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Phenomenal, John. Phenomenal. As Pat would say, phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
What's your next one?
All righty. Citrus swirl, popcorn, Mickey bar.
Oh, no Dole Whip, huh?
I had Dole Whip on there, but I remembered that you like Citrus Swirl better, so I took that off because I thought I'd make it a little tougher on you.
Okay.
So.
Citrus Swirl, Mickey Bar, popcorn?
Yep.
I mean, this is child's play. Citrus Swirl love, Citrus Swirl like, the other two I'll leave. No, Citrus Swirl I love, Mickey Bar I like, popcorn will be last for me.
Okay.
The best thing about the popcorn for me is the container. And I do get it once in a while, but we're not big popcorn fans on a vacation. The big thing is I don't like it in my teeth when I'm out at the parks. Then I figure out a floss or you know what I'm saying? I don't mind it back at the room, but walking around the parks, I'm not a big popcorn fan.
The funny thing is when I go, I have to carry dental floss with me and I'll tear it off and I have to run into the restroom and hit me a stall and stand there and floss my teeth after I eat it because I have to, man. Popcorn drives me nuts, but I like popcorn, so I want to eat it, but oh my God, it'll drive me crazy. So
if I do the popcorn, it's back at the resort in the room. You follow me at the end of the
yep.
day. But no, dude, I'm so weird that I feel like germs is getting on the floss when I'm in the bathroom. It's just me, man. I'm a germaphobe. I'm the cleanest contractor you ever met. I've been told your house is cleaner when I leave.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, like if I'm working behind somebody's TV or I vacuum, everything's like spotless when I go. If like say I'm moving an outlet or fixing a wall or something, I just don't like, I don't know. I'm a germaphobe, dude. I'll give you one more, a fun one here.
All right.
Lucky combo. Fish and chips, noodle gratin.
Well, just based on the value, it has to be noodle gratin. I mean, lucky combo, right? That has to be one.
Oh, no, you can't beat that. Even though noodle gratin's only for something.
Yeah.
But lucky combo, fish and chips from Yorkshire, or noodle gratin.
I would say probably the noodle gratin, probably because it's the most affordable. The probably the lucky combo would be like it, and then leave it would probably be fish and chips, even though we probably get it every other time that we go to Epcot, but that's only because it is only every other time, because, I mean, as much as I like that fish and chips, there is a certain thing about being so greasy that I can only eat it every once in a while, so... Yeah, I would say the noodle gratin, the lucky combo, and the fish and chips would be last. So.
Well, don't tell Pat this, because of what he's saying. Because the lucky combo is way underpriced, but mine would be fish and chips first, love it. Noodle gratin, like it. And then the lucky combo would be last. And you want to know why the lucky combo is last, because I got to be honest. I forget about it most of the time. I won't forget it this next trip just because of all the ball breaking I've been doing. But
yeah, you better not.
You know what I'm saying? But up until then, I forget about it. You know what I mean? I have had it, but I forget about it all the time. So that's the way I would do it. And so give me one more if you have it, and we'll call it a night.
All right. All right. I got one for you. Got one last one here for you. Tiana, Elsa, Cinderella.
Tiana, Elsa, Cinderella. Well, I would go with Cindy because she's the big diva, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'd have to go Cindy 1, Elsa 2 because I did love Frozen, and Tiana last. That would be leave it. Well, okay. How would you go?
I'd actually go Tiana would be love it, but I like New Orleans. I've always... wanted to go there. I like New Orleans food, all that Louisiana Bayou stuff, and I really loved the movie. I thought Princess and the Frog is probably one of my favorite movies come out lately.
Don't tell anybody I haven't seen that yet. So,
Doug, slacker, dude.
I haven't seen that yet. Calabunga. No, I haven't seen it yet. Brenda have meant to see it many times, so that'll be that's on the to-do list.
Oh, absolutely, and it's. I mean, especially as much as you guys like to cook and stuff, I would have thought you would have seen this one because it actually has a lot to do with food and stuff. She opens restaurants and that type of thing. So
we have to, dude. It's just one of those movies. We went to watch it on Netflix once, and then we got sidetracked and then forgot about it again. You know what I'm saying? Now you're reminding me again, and I have to watch it.
Yeah, I would say her, and then I'd probably say Cinderella for the reasons you gave, not to mention that there it is, Cinderella's castle at Walt Disney World. And then Elsa would probably be last. She seems kind of cold to me. So.
Oh, there you go. Let it go, John. Let it go.
Let it go.
Now, if you'd have said Moana, I would have probably gone there.
Okay.
I love that movie. I really did. Didn't you like that?
I mean, I know you've
seen that with your DVC deal.
Yeah, now you remembered. All right, good deal.
So. I know you did. Oh, yeah, you had to get off your phone. You bragged all about it. I know. You went and seen it.
Yep. The only the other reason I like Tiana is she's one of two American princesses. So her and Pocahontas. So I dig those. So,
well, Pocahontas, if you'd ask that, she's number one in my book.
I know. That's why I didn't put her in there. I remember you saying that's your favorite. So that would have been too easy.
Well, I'm American Indian. What do you think? She smacks Johnny Depp every time she sees him. That's why I love her even more.
That would be great.
Yeah, so. She's like, how dare you play Tonto in The Lone Ranger?
Actually, on speaking of Pocahontas, on Saturday they had, I think they're doing it every year now out at Disney, they had the photo pass special of the year, And so at every park, they had special guests show up with some of the characters. So at Animal Kingdom, we had Miko show up with Pocahontas. We had Timon show up with Rafiki, and Princess Atta show up with Flick at the ants. So there was three there, and then I also heard that Maleficent was over at Hollywood Studios, but she had like a 5-hour wait. So.
And you didn't get your picture taken. You didn't take Pocahontas' picture for me.
I've got, me and Lisa got Pocahontas about a month ago. So no, I didn't run back over there. Sorry. So.
Well, see how important I am to you.
I know.
It's very, very sad, John. But no, I would have liked to have, like I said, Pocahontas by far is my favorite. But I would have liked to, I want to see that movie now. I have to see Princess and the Frog. I just keep forgetting to watch it.
You would like it. It's the, and you know Disney, they'll make you get a little sappy over something stupid. So a bug dies and you almost feel like crying. So it's ridiculous, but it's Disney. So.
Well, if I'm ridiculous and I love Disney, so yeah, it'll probably shake me up quite a bit.
Yep.
So. But no, that's on me and Brenda's to-do list. And again, we're going to cut this show a little short. It'll be a quick Tuesday night show. Hope you guys enjoyed a little Love It, Like It, Leave It. I know, John, real quick. Bob, Dennis, me.
Again, I'm going to plead the fifth on grounds that it may incriminate me. We'll just say that I love Doug. How about that?
There you go. Buddy. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. I need a little props here. But anyway, guys, if you want to follow John, head over to Weekly Pint. You can also find him at Beer Solo. You can find Dennis at Oak Manor. You can find Bob at It's All in WDW. Head on over and check out all the list of the Food and Wine Top 20. Head over to It's All in WDW and check that out. You can find Bob on Twitter at It's All in WDW too. You can find me at Good Old Grumpy 6767. And you can find us all at WDW Main Street. We're going to have Pat on Friday, so we're going to have an extra show this week. We're sorry about that, but me and John are looking forward to it. Right, John?
Absolutely. We got a bust on Pat a little bit, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to see if he actually did a ride.
You think he did? I don't know. You want to place bets on it? Over, under 5. What do you think? Over, under 5.
I was going to put the over and under at 3. He got one fast passes one day and he was over it.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, but I'm looking forward to hearing about this trip. He stayed at a couple interesting resorts, so I'm looking forward to it. So, please, guys, with all the crazy stuff going on out there, be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon.
Hey, come over and say hi to me on the train. Jumbo, folks.
Yeah. I can't wait till December to say hi to you, buddy.
Good deal.
Later, guys. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors. American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. That's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe and happy week. Bye-bye.